You're listening to SBS News.
This week marks a significant milestone for many countries around the world as they ease coronavirus safety measures imposed to tackle the pandemic. But the World Health Organization is warning the risk of coronavirus transmission will potentially rise with more interactions outside of national lockdowns. WHO's head of the Health Emergencies Program, Dr. Mike Ryan, says he is hopeful countries will be able to suppress any further spread of infections.
And the virus is still here a lot more in other countries. So the warning to everyone is, as restrictions are lifted, people will mix more. That is undoubted. And they will maintain physical distance and they will do other things, but the risk of transmission will potentially go up.
WHO Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says over the weekend, several countries face challenges, but he agrees they have the protocols in place to respond.
In the Republic of Korea, bars and clubs were shut as a confirmed case led to many contacts being traced. In Wuhan, China, the first cluster of cases since their lockdown was lifted was identified. Germany has also reported an increase in cases since an easing of restrictions.
The French health minister has already told the public France will return to lockdown if another COVID-19 outbreak occurs. Shoppers returned to French stores this week with strict hygiene measures in place, as Cédric Boudoulat explains.
The shop I've just been to has done things well from the beginning to the end. We wash hands at the entrance, there are marks on the ground and at the cash register. The cashier doesn't touch the products. It's very well organised.
On Monday, restaurants and cafes in Switzerland also started to open again after months of restrictions. Some cafe owners are still worried about safety, but others have adjusted their entrances to avoid crowding. Former UN official Claire Goldie is relieved to be out dining again.
To be able to go to a restaurant and have some ambiance and see other people and enjoy the sort of atmosphere of somewhere other than our dining room.
Restaurants can serve a maximum of 4 customers at each table, but with spacing rules in place, some businesses will have to alter their operations. On Monday, residents of Bogota, Colombia, resumed limited activities again after some lockdown measures were lifted. In the United Kingdom, Prime Minister Boris Johnson is trying to navigate the gradual easing of restrictions, telling Parliament it's a tricky balance to achieve.
There could be no greater mistake than to jeopardise everything we've striven to achieve by proceeding too far and too fast. We will be driven not by hope or economic revival as an end in itself, but by data and science and public health.
The government is encouraging everyone to cover their face while in tight spaces, particularly when social distancing is difficult to manage. That message signifies a shift in health advice after leaders had previously not instructed British people to wear face masks. But the UK opposition is still seeking more clarity because it argues the public wants practical information about how to return to work. Elsewhere, restrictions are being gradually eased in Russia, despite a big jump in daily coronavirus infections, but all mass gatherings are still banned. Russian President Vladimir Putin says from Tuesday, the government wants to help businesses start to thrive again.
Starting from the 12th of May, a nationwide period of non-working days for all economic sectors is over. However, the battle against the pandemic is not. Its danger remains even in the regions where the situation is relatively safe.
Russia has the 4th highest number of confirmed cases worldwide after the United Kingdom, Spain, and the most infections in the United States. Meantime, US President Donald Trump has confirmed his deputy, Vice President Mike Pence, has tested negative to COVID-19 after self-isolating as a precaution. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.